Welcome to the second podcast of the Breeder Spotlight series from Brothers in Farms. In this episode, we'll be joined by Bucky Phillips of Bucky's Breath fame, and lurking around in the background as ever will be Baz, who's joining us again. Don't forget to jump over to the Biff Beans website for some quality genetics. Remember, when you buy these seeds, you're supporting the community breeders' good work. Okay, so we're here with Bucky, and Baz is also here because he just can't stay away.
Thank you, Bucky.
So, first off, Bucky, how did you get the handle Bucky?
Bucky Phillips,
local to the area. It was a prisoner broke out with a can opener that he took from the kitchen, and that started his life on the run. He was on the run for a good week. It was kind of just a joke around here. Everybody was kind of saying "Run, Bucky, run" was the tagline to that one. But yeah, no, I just thought it was kind of a local joke.
So what was it? Like a local prisoner that broke out of jail or something?
Yeah, he was on the run. He broke out of a prison kind of close to me, I guess, and went on the run after that. I think it was about a week's time. He had ended up getting into it with the state troopers and everything, and they ended up catching him, but he was on the run for a good bit.
How did he bust out of jail with a spoon?
Can opener. I have no idea. They said he cut through the ceiling with the can opener.
I just got this image of like some cartoon character with a can opener just opening a circle.
It reminds me of the modern day Robin Hood, because a lot of people were, they would see him out and they'd be like, go, 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 you know, trying to help him.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
I thought it was football or something. I don't know why. I just assumed it was something to do with football. Handball, as it should be called in the States.
For what I thought it was, something that had to do with, like, I also thought it was something with football. Something, because he also has that Bills, or the, what is it, the Buffalo Sabres logo?
Yeah.
So, Bucky, in your words, what's Brothers in Farms all about?
Brothers in Farms is going to be a community where, you know, growers from all walks of the hobby are going to get together and, you know, swap genetics, swap experience, you know, tips, all that stuff. Just basically a place where everybody's going to get together and have like minds. You know, used to be forums. You can only talk to someone in a forum, and it was, you know, day by day messaging. Now we're all on Discord, and we're all being active and voice chatting. And you got guys that are working in the industry getting in there. You got guys that are just home growers. You got extractors. You got guys from all over getting together. It's nice. But yeah. Brothers in Farms should just be a big community of all like minds.
That's awesome. So what are you smoking at the minute?
Right now I got a little bit of Pure Michigan. I got that as a cut from our buddy JT within the server. It's fucking beautiful. Big fan of it. It's a sleeper though. I gotta get something wake me up a little bit, but it's good for now.
Hey, so you're gonna be working with that?
Possibly, yeah. I think he's got some plans to work with that. I'm definitely gonna keep it around in the stable for sure.
Yeah. So have you kind of got into doing concentrates at all? They're all a rage at the minute. Have you got on that hype train, or are you just a flower man still?
Yeah, I've been fortunate to get out west and check out some of the concentrates and some different things. Definitely a big fan. Live resin, diamonds, hash, the works. It turns me into a zombie though. So I usually just try and stay with flower and keep a dab to like the occasion. And then that's pretty much, I'll stay right in the pocket like that.
Don't want that tolerance to build up too much dabbing all the time.
That's it. Yeah. Then I don't want to do anything, and I got no personality.
So, like, when we did the last podcast with Baz the other week, kind of a hot topic that kind of came out from it was Bucky's breath. So I thought we'd better touch on that early doors because people are going to want to know. So can you tell me all about it?
For sure. I started with Velveeta breath from Thug Pug Genetics and French cookies from TH Seeds. I had a nice mail from the Velveeta breath. It smelled like opening a bag of that Kraft macaroni and cheese. You know, the cheese they put on the side. Oh, you're good. And I had the French cookies female at the time. Very nice plant. I put those together. I really wasn't planning on making a cross or doing anything at the time. I just kind of messing around and ended up taking a look at some of the offspring from that and figured out that I was onto something there. I was just mostly looking for a super cheesy plant, and I think that came out through the Velveeta breath. And French cookies brings the frost to it for sure. I think overall, it's a damn good strain. It's a right in the middle, good 50-50 smoke. It's not going to put you on your ass unless you're overdoing it and keeps you in the zone. It's been a great grow, and a bunch of these guys have been loving it.
Yeah. I actually got somebody hit me up on Instagram and said, "Hey, do you have any more of that Bucky's breath?" and now, like, people, since I did the first podcast, people are asking about the Bucky's breath. And the sad part is that I wish, like, every time somebody says, "Hey, man, do y'all still have that Bucky's breath?" I always think, "Oh," because I've run a ton of it, and it's. When he says it's all around a good strain, it's just an amazing taste, amazing high. The stone off of it is nothing like most people, you know, everyone always wants to have a sativa until they get one. And then they get really, really, really paranoid and whacked out a lot of times and start to, you know, but this doesn't, it's really a 50-50. It's truly a good 50-50 cross where you're gonna get high school high, like blazed, but you're not ever gonna get a panic or a shake. You won't get the shakes. It's beautiful. I love it.
Nice. So Thug Pug's like kind of a pretty solid strain to play with anyway, isn't it? His work's pretty good.
Yeah, his work is me and JAT have been looking into his work for a little bit. We're digging it for sure. I think he's got a lot of good stuff there. It's hard to find now because he's out of the game and retired, but his stuff's still around. Just not going to touch it for anywhere close to what you would have paid when it first came out. His seeds were selling for $80. Now you'll see him for $250 plus. I mean, that's being fair too.
Yeah, that's just the way of the world at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
some serious prices kicking around.
That's it. You got guys paying thousands of dollars for elite clones and $500 for regular seeds.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, nuts. So are you kind of messing with autos at all, or is it strictly photos? Kind of looking at kind of like the lines that you're doing at a minute, they're all certainly photos.
Yeah, mostly photos for me. Definitely looking into a lot of the autos the guys are working with here. I think autos are coming a long way. I try not to shit on them. I'm not the best auto grower. They seem to be pretty finicky. I definitely try not to shit on them.
Hey, Chris, remember when I said, "Hey, don't ask that one."
You got up somebody like flying each flag. Bucky's the phone, man.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And the one thing I will say is that at Biff, you know, it really did start from auto flowers because that's where where we all originated from, the Discord. That's where we all mostly met.
Yeah.
So when it all started with that. And then, you know, as people progress on, some people stayed with the autos and that have been growing, you know, fire. Cause there are people that can grow fire, period, with both autos and photos. And then 100%. Some people want to, and then what happens really is that a lot of people go around and there's a lot of hype. You go to like California or Colorado and they happen to have peanut butter breath, or Michigan.
Yeah.
And they happen to have a strain out there and you smoke the shit. and you're like, holy shit. That's yeah. literally all it is a hype where you, and then let me find the breeder that made it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's funny. Like you mentioned in California, things like that. In the UK, there's a really weird kind of subculture when it comes to weed smoking. And people think that if they call it Cali, so they'll all, like, always ask anyone who's buying weed, they'll say, is it Cali? Is it Cali in the UK? And what that means to UK people is it PGR? Because they think that all Cali weed is PGR, but they don't know mm-hmm. what that is. They just think it's good weed if it looks like a rock. Right. No joke. So because they don't, a lot of people, I'm generalizing, but a lot of kind of people that just buy weed, don't grow it. They think if it looks like rocks, it's good. It's so frustrating.
Yeah. Well, you know what's even crazier than that is like in Oz Ents. I don't know. I'm all over the place, but on the Reddit for Oz Ents, every single post is them showing the nug and asking, "Is this PGR?"
Ugh. Yeah, it's tough.
And the sad part is like really, all PGRs aren't bad. That's the first thing that people need to know is they've got some that are okay to use. And second, the thing about Cali weed is if you're getting Cali weed from any other state than Cali, then you're smoking their mids. Or they'd be selling it in Cali.
Oh, this stuff's even, no joke, there's kind of packets of kind of weed flying around the UK, and it's called UK Cali. So just mentally try and work that out, you know?
That's awesome, though.
I love the way they take it. I like it. I love the way they take it. And also, I will say this: as far as California, they know how to cure bud because they sit on pounds and pounds and pounds, but they make sure that it's dried and cured right.
Yeah.
So a lot of time, unless it's Croptober, you're getting almost a year's old bud that's been sitting somewhere for that year, you know what I mean, until they sell that. Literally, that's what happens.
So Bucky, we asked Baz pretty much the same question, but if you cast your mind back, can you remember how you thought Brothers in Farms came about, your kind of involvement early doors?
It's a fuzzy memory now. I feel like we've come so far from the glory days of the Auto Flowers Discord and subreddit, but I think that's where most of us got our start. That's where I found Baz off of Reddit, saw that he was making some seeds, and I really wanted to get a hold of him. It took me like 2 months to finally get some seeds from him, but I put the pressure on and got the seeds from Baz, and we started talking from there, and he invited me into the Discord. At the time, I believe it was Auto Flowers Discord.
Yeah.
And we went from there. There's guys from all over the place in that Discord, all walks of life, all different parts of the world. And they had a lot of hot topics of conversation. You know, you were walking on eggshells as far as free speech and everything. So we ended up tipping some guys when we started the whole docking thing and making the big scene out of the docking. And that caused the split to Growers Collective Discord.
Yeah.
And then from there, it was a big stink about breeding with other people's work that led to us making Brothers in Farms. But we were just making seeds. We just wanted to make seeds at the time, and it was in bad taste to use gear from somebody else. But everybody forgets, you know, not all these guys are climbing to the top of the Himalayan mountains to source their seeds. You know, sometimes people are using other people's work. You know, it's whether or not you give them the credit they deserve. I think that's the problem a lot of times in the end.
For sure. I think there's got to be some sort of sensible kind of reasoning behind that, because like you say, that they're not Landrace source strains.
Sure.
If you've used somebody else's work, just give them the nod. That's it.
True. And I'm a firm believer also that if you've paid money for the seeds, then those are your seeds. Like, you can do whatever you want. Like, there's people out there that are white labeling seeds I don't think that's the right thing to do, but I'm saying after you buy them, those seeds are yours to work with if you want. Or, you know, if you want to keep them, keep a line going or something, go for it. That's totally up to you.
Yeah.
And we ask that you breed with our shit.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. It's kind of one of the things I thought was really refreshing. It's like, yeah, go away, make something with it. And it's kind of encouraged. So that's fantastic.
Sure.
Well, the thing is, here's the deal. That's what I was going to tell you. When you say you're too lazy to breed, you want good bud. Yeah. And the truth is when somebody's breeding fucking weed, they don't have viable bud that round generally, unless they're just doing a plant. You know what I mean? Right. But in my opinion, if you're going to do it, go hard. If you're going to do like thin pollen, you need to go hard. You need to be running a shitload of stuff. That way you can open it up. You've got thin shit. Have at it. Then you're opening doors for everybody that way.
Right.
Go ahead.
On the more than one plant. Yeah. You want to make sure you're giving yourself enough stock to work with. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. If it's you're wasting time if you're going to do.
Right.
Yeah, small number, pollinating just small numbers. And
if you're doing small numbers, that's literally for you. That's literally for you and maybe your next grow. You know what I mean? That's how I see that.
So how do you like to grow then? Okay, is it cocoa, soil, newts?
As of lately, it's been a mix of both. I started with soil. I was pretty happy, but I was getting the feeling like I should have moved to cocoa, tried switching a few things up. It was a learning curve for sure to get going on cocoa, but I got the hang of it, and I kind of switched back to soil. So I don't know, just cocoa and soil as a mix. But I think the setup is everything. If you have a good setup, it'll just come, you know, you'll dial everything in eventually. I'm digging the tray setup right now with the aqua valves. I think that's where it's at.
Yeah, I see a lot of guys on the Discord with some monster looking plants using the pots. Pretty popular, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, using the flood tray.
That's it.
Yeah. So what are you doing with those? Do you top feed them for X amount of time at the start before you, or do you just spray them with flooding?
Yeah, I like to top feed, get them established, but then I'll bottom feed them until the canopy fills the tray. So I'll have a full canopy across the tray, and that's when I'll kick the valves on. Just helps to keep algae away and stuff like that before you're hitting flower.
You can say shit, bro. Yeah, shit.
So what about newts?
Newts? I started with advanced nutrients, just the basic, and then I grew all right plants with that, I would think. But then I was seeing guys jump on the mega crop train and seeing all the. There's nothing better to me than seeing a big ass tent 5x5 full of just green everywhere, and then to use a one part nutrient and get that result was just fucking awesome. So I just hopped on that real quick. Mega crop as far as the nutrients.
So have you used that with the valve?
I have used that with the valve, yes.
In a full tray, you've used that?
Yes.
Okay. Could you tell people more what you're talking about so they understand?
Yeah, so you'll have your reservoir, and it's gravity fed to the aqua valve, which sits in the bottom of the tray. It's got a little weighted cover on it, which helps it not move. Basically, the fabric pots will sit in the bottom of that tray, and they'll drink up as much water as they feel like drinking, and that tray is just always going to keep them fed from the reservoir.
And we're talking about a $45 thing that you hook up to a res, correct?
Oh, yeah, if that. The valve itself was like $10, and the tray was maybe $20. Yeah, if that. Solid setup. Super easy. No pumps, no electric. You know, the only electricity, if you run a, you know, like a wave maker or some kind of pH monitor inside of the thing, but shouldn't need any pumps.
Yeah, a lot of people are kind of concerned that, kind of saying, I think with the newer line of mega crop that it's clogging them up, but I'm running blue mats at the minute with it, and I put a little power head, you know, the wave maker just in the reservoir, not a problem at all. You can see that filminess over the top of the surface water sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to cause any blockages of yet. But I think Aggie boils his tubes or something, doesn't he? They put them in boiling water after each run, clear them out.
Does do that, but I can tell you that he uses GH newts. And I'm very glad, because I've been wanting to find somebody that is doing blue mats, that's running Mega Crop. And now I know that you're having success, so that's good to know.
Yeah, Boosh. Let's get it right, though. Boosh.
Boosh, right. He's doing it.
So where do you see yourself growing in a few years' time then, Bucky? Have you got any plans, or are you just kind of happy, kind of cruising along, doing what you're doing now?
Yeah, I'm pretty content right now. Just like doing this for me. I see myself just expanding with size over time. Just adding a little bit more square footage to my space and help me get a couple more looks at a couple more plants. That's about it.
What are your plans with Bucky's Breath?
Plans with Bucky's Breath is just to keep it going. I'm going to be hunting it this year again with what I have left, and I'm trying to source some from some other people. I went a little crazy giving those out, but I'm going to be hunting through what I have left and hopefully get another group going.
So he's going to get back from people, or
yeah, so what had happened, I mean, I really wasn't planning to do anything with Bucky's Breath. I didn't even have a name for it at the time. I just was calling it the Cross. And, you know, a couple people had grown it out, and they were like, hey, you know, we're onto something here. I grew it out myself, said the same. And what had happened was I ended up just, you know, I would send stuff to people all the time, and I'd go talk to people, and I was just happy to finally, you know, have my own seed. So I gave them, pretty much ended up giving them all away just for people to try. So yeah. it was kind of a rookie mistake, but. You know, there's enough of them around that they're still around.
Yeah, for sure. It's good that some of the guys are still growing them out.
Yeah, that's what I like to see. It's nice to see the guys come in here. There's a couple of guys I want to throw shout outs to, Mook, shout outs to Nick Shook, a couple of other guys that keep things going. Some of these guys have kept plants, you know, for 1-2+ years, some of their favorite cuts that they're growing out, and that's huge.
That's one thing I'm always kind of in awe at. Being in the UK, there isn't that many. There's a few people that'll keep strains. It's all very low key, obviously, for obvious reasons. But in the States, you've got a lot of people out there that are keeping plants alive for a very long time, you know, and keeping that strain going. I think those people just need a massive pat on the back for that, because it's incredible that they've got the time to just and the space to kind of keep mothers alive for such a long time.
A lot of it's when you start out doing crazy shit. Like, hey, I'm going to drive 2 hours with this plant in a car that you decide I'm going to keep this forever. You know, you just make decisions based on the relationship you have with that plant. All of them are different. Some of them suck.
Yeah. But sorry, go on.
Oh, I was just going to say, there's a lot of photoperiod breeders and Brothers and Farms, and a lot of guys that are happy to share their genetics. That's why I also love Brothers and Farms as being a place to source good genetics. You know, everybody's a like mind. Everybody wants to have the best. It's not nobody. You wouldn't just keep it around if it was subpar, if it wasn't producing for you. You know, these guys are keeping their stuff, and they're willing to give, you know, to the right person.
When it's time to choose the right seed supplier for your growing needs, you can count on Brothers in Farms Genetics. All of our products and seeds are community tested and proven. We guarantee you receive only the best quality seeds and cannabis products. Jump on over to biffbeans.com.
Well, I personally found Discord to brag about my own stuff, like you know what I mean. Yeah, and I think that's where a lot of people actually did. I think that's where a lot of people. That's where I look. I look for people that are bragging. That's
right.
That's who we look for.
Yeah,
the best. You know what I mean? Not so, crazy braggarts, but
yeah, we want good additions to the team, not a complete self suck, but.
We hate self sucks. There are some of you out there that just literally blow yourself constantly.
It's just true.
So what do you think the strain to watch at the minute is? When you look at kind of all the guys, testers, for people that aren't in Brothers and Farms Discord, I'll just kind of explain that we've got a load of different channels there all set up for people to talk about each strain. So when kind of somebody's releasing a line, they release another channel and people can go in and test it, whatnot.
Sure.
So when you look at that kind of catalog that's on the go at the moment of all those different strains that are being worked on, is what stands out for you at the, other than your own stuff? Because we'll come back to that. But
Yeah, no problem.
For
the photo periods, JET is doing great things with that peanut butter breath. That cut of peanut butter breath is one of my top five all-time favorites. Just as soon as I smoked it, I was like, man, I fell in love instantly. I think all the crosses he's made with that particular cut are going to be great. He's got a whole femme line. He did like some Cindy 99 crosses I'm pretty excited for. I'm growing right now, along with the Mandarin cookies crossed with peanut butter breath. Those would be nice. As far as autos go, I have some seeds here from Swamp that I'm looking to get into. He's got a Ghost Tooth F2 and a Ghost Tooth S1 I'm looking to get after as soon as I get back into autos here, along with a Quad Grape, which everybody's been pretty hyped up about.
Yeah, I must admit that the headband 99 that he was growing, that did catch my eye as well. But I've gone for which one did I order off him? Black Lemon Cake, crossed with BBB.
That'll be a good one.
So I thought I'd squeeze that into this year sometime. But yeah, he's been a busy boy, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I think the cool thing is that it's that line's been carried on because Bucky did a peanut butter breath line with five crosses of it plus the S1. And now Jet's done the S1. So we know that it comes from good stock, because the plant is amazing.
Yeah, it's nice to see how it's pairing up with all these other cuts because he's using great cuts as well.
Yeah, Zero. I like Zero and stuff. I'm kind of scrolling down now, looking at his stuff as well. I love the fact that he's getting these things tested.
Yeah, that's huge. Brilliant. That's huge. We would love to all push for testing. Zero's got testing pretty much available. You just got to send it right in. Props to Canada for that. Some of us are in less legal areas to send your stuff in to get tested, but I'm hoping we get there soon.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's brilliant to see the results coming in. It's got some amazing kind of stats on the last ones that came through.
For sure.
Look fantastic.
Yeah, when you get something that's 28% and then that, that's exciting to start your stock with once you're testing something that you made that's already 28% that it's going to carry over.
You start flavor chasing.
Right. Yeah. You start looking for the best stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And the lucky thing about Zero Owned is that he lives next to a place that's breeding some serious or growing out some serious stuff, so he's able to at least check his own work.
Right.
Yeah. But
that's what we also look for is people that can do large scale runs, so they can get good looks at our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. So, have you got any plans to do any more strains or projects that's on your mind other than what you're already kind of cooking with in the group?
Just looking to get back into the Bucky's breath, really. I have my hands full at the moment. I'm harboring so many cuts, I feel like, from just this last year alone. I probably have like 9 that I've ended up keeping just throughout the year. So, to keep those going and then start looking at a lot of new stuff. I have my hands full, and I've been overwhelmed before, so I got to kind of ease into it a little bit this year.
When you say you've been overwhelmed before, you've got nine mothers kind of growing out.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like quite a lot anyway.
Yeah, upstairs, downstairs, 2 rooms, it's a lot. It's easy to let things get away from you. I'll say that.
Yeah, for sure. That's when it starts turning into a serious full-time job, isn't it? Outside of normal kind of hours.
Right.
So you've not been tempted to kind of buy into the whole elite strains, cutting, spending a fortune on that kind of stuff or not?
I see the value in why people sell it for what they sell it for. Because in the long term, if you're buying a cut for $1,000 and you grow that out, you know, you mother that out and sell that, you can sell that and make your money back if need be, whatever. But also your end result, you can sell your flower, make the money back for that cut, and then you're at even. But I just don't think that the upfront value is really right. I think if you're good enough friends with somebody, I think that there's no price tag that could be put on that kind of stuff. So, but everything does have a price, so I understand that.
Yeah.
My price is that you keep it until I'm able to get it back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it means. It really means a lot when somebody like Mook or Grand Engine still has that Bucky's Breath cuts that you can take right. from and do 100%. Something special with. You know what I mean? That's really what the Brothers and Farms is about.
Yep.
I find it, like I said like earlier about people that kind of keep these strains alive for such a long time. I find it, just amazing. I think it's fantastic that somebody's dedicated enough to kind of do that. You know, I think it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant that people are prepared to kind of do it. And like you say, share it afterwards.
Right.
It's right. Guardians of a planet, isn't
right.
it?
Right. I mean, you can only tell me. You can only tell me how badass something is for so fucking long before I want to see, show me the money. You know what I mean?
and here's the thing about Bucky's Breath. Before I grew it, I smoked the shit and I knew I wanted to grow it. That's again, what we talk about, you know, when we talk about a hype strain or whatever. Hype to me is I enjoyed it so much that I brag about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a feel good.
Right.
So, like, kind of on about like the fire and stuff like that. What about the stuff that's not? So, like, current Instagram culture is kind of like taking us over the world, isn't it? With only showing the best of the best of the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you got any kind of time when you've made some shit or fucked it up?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And I tell everybody, I said, I've got plants that look like shit. You just don't see them in the pictures because they're off to the side. Everybody's got shitty plants. If there's a guy Absolutely. In here that says he's never grown a shitty plant, I wouldn't trust him. You know what I mean?
Right.
We've all had our fair share. I've done stupid shit. I've baked clones under, you know, too much light. I've overfed. I've overwatered. I mean, yeah, plenty of times. I just don't put that on Instagram.
I think it's kind of a natural thing to do, especially in this day and age, is only brag about the best shit. But I think some people think that if they've grown 3 runs of weed, they're now a competent grower. They're gonna keep fucking up for years. Yeah.
Sure. 100%. And there's the guys that finished they finished their first harvest and now they're on to teach in Sunday school. So it's crazy.
Yeah. So
I love some of that. Always, if you're sure of yourself, run it. But please know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's 100%.
It. Yeah, I think we were chatting about that last time, is like people regurgitating what they heard themselves last week.
Right.
As knowledge, you know, there's always that kind of danger, isn't there, with... Kind of.
And Reddit was notorious for that, man. Oh man, I remember just going into microgrowery or even auto flowers for a while, and it was just like toxic. It was the same basic regurgitated information. It was just almost like spam, you know.
Well, you can tell that there's an issue with some of those subreddits when they still are talking about fast buds. People are still asking about it. You know, you know that something's wrong if that's happening. There's not enough.
There's not enough people saying that they're shit. Right.
it's funny. Do you think that there's also like a differentiation of kind of culture of growers between autos and photos?
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to make a segregation, but it seems like, I don't know, I'm trying to use a point of reference, like skiers and snowboarders. Skiers have been around forever and they hate snowboarders, you know?
It's a good reference.
And snowboarders are like these young upstarts that just fuck everything up. I don't know what they're doing. They're going to fucking injure themselves all the time. And I kind of see that about photos and autos.
I see it as like a personal preference, like whatever works best for you. If you're in it to pump something out fast and have a fast product, I see how autos can kind of, you can get more harvest in a year. It's going to cater to that. It's all personal preference. That's what I think personally.
In my opinion, autos are for like the person that's production, like Bucky's talking about, production type. If they're in a state that's totally illegal where they don't have an opportunity to, you know, care for something outside, you know, autos, a lot of times, if you do them right or grow them right, you can have a production strain. Not all autos are created equal.
True.
Once you find the right ones that produce, you know, a 20% THC with, you know, it'll press at 20%. Or you can get your, you know, it'll run, you run BHO and get 20% off your run. That's money. That's big money.
Yeah. It's a lot of convenience as well, isn't it? Especially for kind of the illegal areas where autos can be run small plant, small cupboard, run it quick.
Sure.
And it's easy for people to kind of get into, I suppose, isn't it?
Sure.
Well, and just like what Bucky said, you know, some people don't really have all the availability of being trying to control their environment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some people are growing out in rooms. I mean, that's actually what you see more of in for autos, is something extremely blown out, like full closets. Full, right. You know, whatever it is, they're just trying to get it all the way full.
Outside of like Brothers in Farms, are you interested in any other breeders' work at the minute?
Yeah, for sure. I always like taking a look, see what Doug Pug's got going on. I know he's retired, but I like seeing what stuff of his comes out of the woodwork, because he's always posting pictures of all of his old stuff. Doug Pug, I personally like exotic, Canarado, in-house genetics. There's definitely a few guys I like to keep an eye on. Some of the less drama-filled guys.
Yeah. Which there's a lot of these days as well, isn't there?
Yeah,
there's a lot of hype trains kind of choo-chooing around as well, which sure. A lot can be ignored, I think, can't they?
Mm-hmm.
As far as autos, probably Rockbud, Mephisto, Night Owl.
Yep.
Mandalorian.
People Wicked that are actually doing... one I've been hearing lately.
Yep. I haven't grown any of that. But I'd be interested. But I can tell you what, a lot of them, the big deal about them are, is that a lot of them are American and they ship after they do their drops. And I think that the American populace buys a lot of the auto flowers.
Yeah, certainly Spain seems to be quite a big kind of hitter as well for that kind of region for the rest, isn't it?
And they've just recently gotten kind of busted, so we'll see if that is even a thing.
Yeah.
You know, some of the good companies were taken out by that. Dynafem, gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I noticed their website said currently unavailable to ship anything. Dynafem. Didn't know that.
Yeah, I think there was a really huge bust in Spain.
So, Bucky, what about going back to kind of Brothers in Farms? Mm-hmm. What's the kind of favorite thing about the kind of community as it stands?
I love the voice chats we do. All times during the day, there's guys that are, we call it our bar, because it's like, you know, everybody pops in all points of the day, sit down, shoot the shit. And we just, you know, voice chat, shoot the shit in there. But it's bringing a lot of guys in, and a lot of guys are finding a home in there. And it's, you know, you're putting a personality to the name that you're seeing all the time. You know what I mean? Taking it one step further, which I think is nice for a lot of these guys to, you know, bullshit, whether it be, you know, shoot the shit about genetics, whatever, but it's bringing people together.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's fantastic. For me, kind of getting on a Saturday night, it is like going to the bar. other than kind of like getting together at the bar, one thing that I thought was fantastic, which was Secret Santa.
Oh,
was,
yeah.
Was that? I think it's absolutely brilliant.
It's yeah, super. We like doing it. We like doing Secret Santa, things like that, like giveaways throughout the year. Secret Santa is nice for the guys that have been here for a while. You get to, you know, send each other some weed related items, whatever it may be. It's always nice to get a little something on the holidays.
I think it's superb. You know, like everybody that's worked somewhere that's done a Secret Santa, it's always been the shittest gift you can possibly imagine right. You get, you know. And then you do Secret Santa here and it's like the best gift you can possibly get, you know.
Right.
We have a thing called a black thumb and a green thumb. And if you have a black thumb, that means you kill everything. Mm-hmm. We don't keep those people. Go ahead, Bucky. Go ahead, Bucky.
Yeah, no, I was just gonna say I like to take a look at what everybody's got going on in their garden. I'd like to think I have a good grasp at what everybody's got going on at the time. I know it might seem like a lot, but you talk to these guys all day, every day, and you find you know what they're growing. They're posting pictures, telling you it's in your face. I've been looking at everybody lately. I've been keeping an eye on Hard Liquor. I know he's been working hard and he's got some stuff that's coming up. So be excited to see what he comes out with.
Yeah. I love watching all these people's grows. It fascinates me, you know, especially for the guys that have got that ability to grow in, you know, legal places where they can kind of just chuck another rum up and do it.
Like there's people that are just literally doing videos of their beautiful grows.
Right.
Yeah, he's got some great YouTube videos. They're coming on that, those, aren't they? But yeah, like you say, like Hard Liquor. I don't know. Is there a rum in the house that he's not got a plant in?
Right.
He's going to bed with his missus and he's got two plants kind of leaning over each side, you know?
That's it.
Looking like Fabio.
Bit of jazz on. Hiding under that canopy. So kind of wrapping it up, what would you like Biff to be like in 12 months time, Bucky?
Yeah, that's a good one. I'd just like to see us grow as a member base. I'd like to see our reach extend to more platforms. I know Instagram's kind of dying. I'd like to see our name kind of have some longevity, and I'd like to keep bringing guys in. I mean, you gotta actively recruit. Hopefully listening to the podcast will bring a couple guys in, gauge some interest. Just growing, really, just always growing, always learning.
Sure.
If you feel like you're the best, if you feel like you're the shit, that's what we look for.
Certainly for like testing the strains out and stuff like that. There's a lot of people that kind of see that open invite as I'm going to go and get a lot of free shit.
Oh no,
I'm sure you've had that before, you know.
100%. Yeah, that's not the case. We try and pick testers based on, like, you know, room limits and everything. So nobody's really going to kind of get taken to the cleaners. But also we want the guys that are going to show pictures and stay up to date. And what's big is just being active, you know, always showing your grows. And if you come in and you never say anything, guys are going to wonder what the hell is this guy doing here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's what's different about Brothers in Farms. It is a community.
Yeah, for sure.
Dispersed around the world, but it is a very kind of tight community, which is...
Yeah, every community has got security, and I'm not afraid to soap sock a motherfucker.
No, we don't keep lurkers, really. It's a different kind of Discord, I would say. You know, there's a lot of Discords. I know some Discords that are amazing, and all of them have a dynamic.
Yeah.
All of them. But the reason why this one, I think, is so good is just because it's a bar. And we know who's here. And if, you know, we kick the people out that we are not good for the community. Plain and simple.
For sure. So if you want to sit in the corner looking evil in the bar, there's the door.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's it.
Right. Okay, make it to where Secret Santa's safe.
Yeah. There's some characters in here. I must admit, like you kind of using that analogy of a bar, but it is like absolutely. A bar. There's some crazy fuckers in here as well, which make me laugh.
Yeah.
A lot.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you who makes me laugh. I kind of single somebody out. Is every time I come in on voice for a chat when I'm kind of up at the wrong time of day because I'm on the other side of the Atlantic, is he always makes me laugh. And I think it's just his voice. It's just, and his wit is Turks.
Oh, Turks. Yes. I love Turks. I love Turks.
He's just a funny guy. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Turks is a man of many voices.
Oh, God. Yes, and he can do them all different. I love his laugh. I love a lot of people's laughs. I mean, when you just are around a bunch of people, man, it just makes you pumped up when they're cracking up. It's a good experience.
For sure. Right, well, better wrap this one up and kind of pick on a victim to speak to next on the next podcast. I'm not sure who that's going to be at the moment. I think Belenos was going to take his turn.
Hey, I appreciate you hosting it, Chris. Thank you.
Hey, it's cool. It's cool. Right, well, good to speak to you both again anyway.
That's it, buddy.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to the second podcast in the Breeder Spotlight series. Next episode, we'll be talking to Belenos and going through his strains, his breeding and growing process from start to finish. Don't forget to stop off at the Biff Beans website, where the link for the Discord is there to join, and as well as a host of products and seeds. Thank you.